The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I'll be discussing a national MS Society partnership which targets autoimmune disease research. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society has joined forces with the diabetes-focused JDRF and the Lupus Research Alliance to fund research looking at common underlying mechanisms of autoimmune disease, called Decoding Immune-Mediated Diseases, Novel Approaches for Therapeutic Insights. The new joint grant program is meant to stimulate innovative research that may help understand what these autoimmune diseases have in common by identifying immune signatures, biomarkers, and therapeutic targets. This marks the first initiative of its kind among these three organizations. This partnership creates the opportunity to increase the pool of investigators working across autoimmune disease areas, exploring shared environmental and genetic risk factors, and using comparative approaches to provide insights on the most promising pathways to target each disease, Mark Allegretta, PhD, Vice President of Research at the National MS Society, said in a press release. We hope this research will lead to new strategies to regulate the immune system, Allegretta added. Sanjoy Dutta, PhD, Vice President of Research at the Junior Diabetes Foundation, said that understanding the commonalities between autoimmune diseases and how they affect the body can be key to ultimately unlocking cures applicable. JDRF is excited to partner with both the Lupus Research Alliance and the National MS Society to support this research and transform the lives of millions affected by these autoimmune and immune-mediated diseases, Dutta added. This year, the program will support 8 projects from scientists at major academic centers from around the world, with either up to $450,000 over 2 years or $225,000 over 1 year, depending on the project's scope. Each project will investigate potential common mechanisms behind development of at least 2 of the 3 autoimmune diseases. While MS mainly affects the nervous system and type 1 diabetes targets the pancreas, lupus can virtually affect any organ or tissue in the body. Despite several differences between the more than 80 immune diseases identified to date, they are all characterized by abnormal immune responses against the body's own molecules, cells, or tissues, causing inflammation and damage. The lack of knowledge of immune disease mechanisms, along with variability among patients with the same condition, remains a challenge toward achieving optimal therapies to effectively treat all subjects in a given indication, the organization stated on a grant program website. Decoding the mechanisms common to these 3 serious disorders of the immune system will help scientists to not only develop therapeutic targets, but also to identify which patients can most benefit from them, said Teodora Stiva, PhD and Scientific Officer at the Lupus Research Alliance. The awarded projects will focus on the identification of shared biological processes and immune pathways through cutting-edge technology that analyzes genetic, molecular, and cellular data. Machine learning, a form of artificial intelligence that uses algorithms to analyze data and make predictions, also will be used in an Austria-based project to identify commonalities and differences in immune profiles between autoimmune diseases. Some studies will look at specific immune cells, while others will adopt a broader approach. One project will assess potential blood biomarkers of what is happening at the site of damage. Another study will evaluate if the Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mononucleosis, promotes autoimmune disease, particularly multiple sclerosis and lupus.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, a columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading an article from my column, Disabled to Enabled. MS is like having a winning ticket to a club that you never wanted to join. Recently, I was given the exceptional honour of finding stories for the MS News Today's upcoming 31 Days of MS initiative. I loved the challenge and used it as an opportunity to catch up with friends that I've met over the years while doing the Disabled to Enabled podcast or at various events. Somewhere along the way, I seem to have learned something. By reading each story sent to me, I realise how different that we all are. MS doesn't come with a one-size-fits-all approach. Our experiences are different and our symptoms vary, and so do our medications. Even if one piece of your story is similar to someone else's, you'll never find someone who is a direct copy of you. We are what is known as snowflakes, an exceptional thing. MS makes us truly unique. It is the basic thing that unites us as a community. I love meeting other people with MS. It's so interesting to hear how different each experience is, such as the reactions from a person's friends or family members, how someone copes, or how they thrive. I enjoy hearing about how people fight back against their disease, or when they do something extraordinary, like setting up a charity or running a marathon. Weirdly, MS is like having the winning golden ticket to an exclusive club that you never wanted to join, but where you are happy to hang out because the people are just really friendly. Hearing stories about the strange symptoms people have makes me feel so normal because it allows me to feel like I'm not alone. This is especially true when family members and friends who don't have an illness look at us like we have six eyes and a tentacle when we tell them that non-existent ants are crawling all over our skin. When people around you understand, it feels so much easier. It's a strange connector. I have met so many celebrities through various events and talking to them about their experiences is just extraordinary. They often have similar fears and concerns that we normal people do. Imagine having those fears amplified until the entire world knew your every move. Can't say that I envy them, to be honest. As I look around during these events, I'll see people trip over air, mess up their words, using walking aids, and repeatedly go into the bathroom. I suddenly feel so normal. Feel at home. These people are like my family. They possess unique qualities like patience and calmness and acceptance, which many others don't seem to have. Yes, having chronic illness totally sucks, but together we are impressive and can get through anything.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.